Thank you, Pastor. If I wasn't afraid, then that would be a problem, I think. So, all right. All right, good evening. So today we continue our study of 1 Peter, as Pastor Brad mentioned. And just to kind of recap, Peter wrote this letter around 60 AD to the people in Rome at a time when many first century followers of Christ were being persecuted for their beliefs. He wrote this letter as one of encouragement to the new believers and also gave a lot of practical advice on Christian conduct. In this evening's message, I will be discussing several areas of Christian conduct that Peter mentions. Specifically, I will be discussing Peter's message in chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. In the NIV Bible, this reads as, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." So these were some lengthy verses, but many important points are to be made here, and I hope that I can make some of them clear for you this evening. By talking of the end of all things, Peter was, of course, referring to the end of life on this earth and the return of Jesus Christ and his kingdom. By stating that the end was near, Peter perhaps unknowingly generated much discussion among biblical scholars regarding his prophecy, and some have even predicted specific dates when Christ would return. Keep in mind that Peter was talking to many believers who expected that Jesus would return in their lifetime. 2,000 years later, we still await Christ's second coming. And the fact is that no one except our Lord knows when that day of judgment will be. I remember when I was younger, my parents would oftentimes alert my siblings and I that we were having an unexpected guest who would just be stopping by. Immediately, we would all go into Operation Clean House mode for the next 20 to 30 minutes and would usually present a very clean home, or so it seemed. Little did they know that we had shoved many things into closets or under beds to make things look presentable on the surface. Other times, we were given much more notice, like when we would be hosting relatives overnight. During these times, we would naturally do a much better job in tidying up at ourselves and our house. Now imagine that we are expecting the most important guest ever to visit us. Should we not tidy up our lives and ourselves for our Lord? We should not just focus on the Sunday cleaning of our souls, but the daily cleaning for our ultimate supreme guest. Some authors have appropriately titled these verses of Peter as "Living on the Edge of Eternity," because that is, in fact, where we all are. And as part of that expectant living, Peter said that we should pray. But we must pray with alert and sober mind. So what is Peter talking about when he says to be sober in prayer? In today's society, many of us think of soberness as the opposite of drunkenness. However, the biblical meaning, according to Pastor Bob Deffenbaugh out of Texas, refers to soberness as a state of mind capable of perceiving and reasoning accurately and in accordance with reality. Peter was warning that our prayers should not be wild or lazy, but rather calm and intellectually sound. This is what soberness means. Next, Peter advises, above all, to love each other deeply. Earlier in his letter in chapter 1, verse 22, Peter talked about obeying the truth so that you may have sincere love for each other. Love one another deeply from the heart. If there was one word to best summarize the Bible, it would be love. The type of love Peter was referring to was a selfless love, one that allows giving of yourself to others and involves continual sacrifice. Now, no one said that this was an easy command. Showing sacrificial love takes a lot of effort, and this is something we can all pray for. Peter then went on to give practical examples of how we can show our love, and one of those ways was by offering hospitality without grumbling. So, does this mean we should always have our houses open? Some of us may remember Ben Franklin's quote in Poor Richard's Almanac that stated, "Fish and visitors smell in 3 days." So, remember, offering our homes for extended periods of time was never meant to be an easy task. Sorry. But it is important sacrifice that we should focus on the needs of our guests, whether that is providing shelter or food or just having an open ear. We must remember that it is important not to grumble or complain, as we are Christ's representatives, and we definitely don't want to give the wrong impression of Christ. Next, Peter talks about showing our love by using our God-given gifts. Paul also discusses this topic in Romans chapter 12, verse 6, where he wrote, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully." We all don't have to have the same roles, and no one person can fulfill all these roles. We must all work together to build up God's family. So, how do you know what your God-given gift is? Sometimes we don't know until someone shows us. Last week, we learned at our 30-year celebration of Pastor Brad and Sherry how Pastor asked Bud Smith to sing publicly 20 years ago and how frightened Bud was at this new endeavor. To this day, Bud continues to sing for the Lord and in the process has touched many lives. Sometimes our God-given gifts are obvious. Sometimes we stumble upon them, and sometimes it takes a pastor to show us our gifts. If you haven't found your gift, keep an open mind, and one day a need may present itself, for you may find your gift in an area you might not have guessed. Peter next focuses on speaking, and that if we choose to speak, then we should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. Peter was not referring to speaking in the sense of everyday conversation, but rather to the preaching and teaching of God's word. Anyone who shares God's word must be careful about what is said and how it is said. And most importantly, it must conform to the written word of God. Peter then goes on to say that if anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. Peter was relaying that when serving, we ought to rely not on our own human resources, but on God's help. Any worthwhile strength we have comes from God, who is at work through us. In Matthew 5:16, Jesus spoke, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So, in closing, in this letter to new believers, I know there were many points to get through. So, to summarize, number one, Peter stressed the importance of praying. Number two, Peter stressed the importance of loving each other. And number three, Peter reminded us the importance of speaking. In order to focus on what we should do, we'll need to remember Jesus' words in Matthew 22:37-39, where he stated, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." So if we truly follow these two commandments, then everything will fall into place. Keep in mind, though, that this requires us to stay in God's word, and by staying in his word, our God-given skill will be realized. We must then use our God-given gift for his glory. Now, let me end by having you ask yourself these few questions. Number one, are you praying yourself for the second coming of Christ? Are you preparing yourself for the second coming of Christ? Are you praying with a sober mind? Are you showing love to others? Are you serving others? And if so, are you doing so with a good attitude? And finally, when you speak, do your words reflect God's words? Thank you.